David Henneberry lives right down the street in Watertown, and an ordinary street, kind of a nothing you'd think nefarious going on. And it was he who became an instant folk hero when a story got out that he was the one who discovered Zhohar Tsarnaev hiding in his boat, and he broke down and cried during an interview with our affiliate WCVV in Boston when, you know, the affiliate reporter mentioned that he's being considered a hero for helping police crack the case. And he said, look, it's not him. And all these donations that have been given for his new boat, he says, please give them to the one fund to help the real victims. He said he'll get over the boat.
That's amazing. What's the latest on what we're hearing about the suspect himself in the hospital and the kinds of things he's saying?
Well, I'm not sure much has changed. He's been upgraded to fair condition, and he has been cooperative with authorities who are now convinced there is no continuing threat. But we're not sure the extent of that cooperation now that he's been read his Miranda rights and whether anything that he says is ultimately going to be admissible in court. Now, having said that, authorities seem convinced that he and his older brother were radicalized via the internet, using sermons from Anwar al-Awlaki, the American-born jihadist who has been dead now for, what, a year and a half, 2 years? But his sermons and his hatred live on. They also took their information on how to build the pressure cooker bombs, it's believed, from the internet and Al-Qaeda's Inspire magazine. And there have also been indications that they were upset with the wars in Iraq and Afghanistan. All of that authorities have gleaned from their limited communications with the younger Tsarnaev. But they want to check out everything that he has been communicating to them. They don't just want to take him at his word.